Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Meteorology, which is located in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises the latest information concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity has now dropped to an extremely low level, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70, that's 70. The daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 3. And those figures are not expected to change materially in the immediate future. So it just means that we will continue to experience unreliable propagation on the higher frequency bands, particularly on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths, that's over long distances. However, frequencies above 10 megahertz on long-haul paths during daylight hours should be somewhat more satisfactory. In the meantime, we have our monitoring report made here in Melbourne recently. This report looks at spectrum occupancy researched in the 6 MHz band, that's the 49 metre band, in our Melbourne pre-dawn window between 1930 and 2000. Typical winter conditions for shortwave transmission into this part of the world. And this is a summary of key occupancies. 5860Q8, Radio Fardar in Persian. 5875, Thailand. The Voice of America from the Yudong relay station with morning programs in Korean. 5900, Bulgaria. Radio Taiwan International using the relay at Kostinbrod with programs in German to Europe. 5950, Ethiopia, the voice of the Tigray Revolution in Tigrinya. 5960, Turkey, the voice of Turkey with programs in Turkish. 5985, China, China Radio International from Beijing transmitting site in Portuguese to Europe and Africa. 5995, Korean Republic, the politically based station known as the Voice of Hope, broadcasting in Korean. 6010, Japan, NHK Radio Japan, transmitting from the Yamata transmitting station in Japan with programs in Japanese. And 6030, another Ethiopian station, Radio Oromia, with programming in the Afar language. Now on the next frequency, 6040, Sao Tome, the Voice of America, with the relay station there, with programming in Kurundi. And 6090, yet another Ethiopian transmitter, this time Radio Amhara, with programming in the Amharic language. 6110, China, China Radio International from the Xi'an transmitting station in Russian. 6130, Swaziland, Transworld Radio Africa, broadcasting from its Manzini transmitting site with broadcasts in African languages. 6145, England, a Korean broadcasting system via the Wolferton relay station with programs in French to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 6170, Germany, the Voice of America, from the Biblis relay station with transmissions in Kurdish. And 6195, the UAE, the BBC relay station at Dabaya, with programming in English to Africa, Europe and the Middle East. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during our pre-dawn window. That was between 1930 and 2000. Signals in the 6 megahertz band, and those conditions are expected to be maintained in the near future. We turn now to some shortwave station news, this time courtesy of the Eastern European Radio Monitoring Organisation, known as DX Bulgaria. And this information will be of interest, covering shortwave reception in that part of the world, mainly during daylight hours. Botswana, the Voice of America, broadcasting on 15580, heard in the morning period in Europe between 0600 and 0700 in English to Central Africa. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 350 degrees. France, reception of the religious station Alameda Bible Fellowship, broadcasting on the 13660 frequency from Issedun in France. That's the relay station there. 1700 to 1730 with 500 kilowatts, 135 degrees antenna in English to East Africa, and that programming is on the air Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. A station known as the Voice of the Eritrean Lowlands via the Issedun France relay station, noted in Eastern Europe, on 15390 between 1700 and 1730 to East Africa in Arabic, Mondays to Saturdays, antenna 100 kilowatts power 100 kilowatts and antenna 123 degrees. And the Voice of Greece, heard quite well in Sofia on 9420, carrying Greek programming between 0650 and 0705, 150 kilowatts and antenna 323 degrees. There's a program at 0700 on that frequency in Arabic and Serbian, consisting of news bulletins at other times. Programs are in Greece. Guam, reception of the Far East Broadcasting Association Radio India via KTWR Transworld Radio Asia. That's one religious station relaying another. 11580 from the Trincomalee, Sri Lanka relay station between 1315 and 1345 in Telugu and English to Southern Asia, and 1245 to 1315 on the same frequency, 11580 from Trincomalee in Telugu and English on Mondays, 200 kilowatts and antenna on for both transmissions 290 degrees. Radio Guinea on the air again after being out of operation for a week or so, has been heard in Eastern Europe on 9650 from the station at Conakry between 0615 and 0645 in French to West Africa, and transmitter power 50 kilowatts and non-directional. Radio Kuwait, the government station, noted with broadcast in English on two frequencies, 11970 and 15530 between 0500 and 0800 in English to Southern Asia. That's the first frequency, 11970, and English to Western Europe on 15530. and an unscheduled broadcast of Radio Kuwait, heard in Persian and Arabic. 11970 between 0800 and 0820 in Farsi to Southern Asia, and on 15110 between 0815 and 0850, the general service in Arabic to Western Europe, and also on the same frequency, 15110 and 950 to 1325, the general service, and transmitter there is 250 kilowatts and 310 degrees antenna. And China Radio International's been using its Bamako, Mali relay station recently after being off the air for some months, noted in Eastern Europe on these frequencies. 13685 between 1400 and 1557 in English to Southern Africa, 100 kilowatts, 111 degrees antenna. And on 17630, 1400 to 1557 to Central Africa in English, and a good signal on that frequency. And 17880, 1600 to 1603 in Arabic to Northeast Africa, the antenna 020 degrees and the power 100 kilowatts. And 13680 between 1430 and 1500 in Persian to Western Asia, transmitter there from the Isidan relay station, 500 kilowatts and 090 degrees antenna. And Saudi Arabia, heard in Eastern Europe, the general service on 9650 from the Riyadh transmitting site, 0900 to 1800, non-directional in Arabic to the Near and Middle East with 100 kilowatts antenna. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.